Happy Friday and welcome to another happy hour edition of the Stripe Show podcast, brought to you by Encore Golf. Encore designs high performance golf balls for players of all skill levels and swing speeds. It's a perimeter weighted Avant 55, Elixir, and new Vero X1 golf balls have won numerous awards and demonstrate superior distance and control independent testing time and time again. You guys have to check them out. If you haven't already, get fit for your perfect golf ball today at EncoreGolf.com. Well, it's Friday the 13th. I don't know what that really means, considering that I'm flying today. I don't feel too great about it, but I've been a little sick the past few days. I'm back here in my golfus. Didn't go into the office today or yesterday. Like I said, I haven't been feeling very well. So kind of feels good to set up with the podcast with my flag background. My dad actually found some more flags the other day, so I need to update our roster of flags here when I get back from my trip. But I figured we'd have some fun today. It's Friday the 13th, lighten the mood. We'll go through some golf news, of course, but also we're going to run through people's biggest pet peeves, golf and life. I tweeted it for fun earlier this morning, and it's already getting a ton of responses. Some pet peeves I didn't even know that I had or know that I needed, and now things are going to be irritating me even more. So thank you for that. I'm going to see my best friend in Dallas, Fort Worth today. So I'm super excited to kind of have the weekend to chill. We're going to go to the lake and just kind of have a relaxing weekend. So I'm super excited about that. But to kick it off, obviously, we have got to talk about some golf. So the tour's final regular season event, the Wyndham Championship, going on right now. Second round. I'm teeing off as we speak. And don't forget about the Korn Ferry Tour this week, guys. Players fighting to get in that top ranking and earn their tour card. Also going on this week, it's I'm going to be finishing on Sunday as well. So that's always a really awesome tournament to watch if you can, to follow, to look at the guys who have been playing so well all year, finally going to get their chance on the PGA Tour. So definitely keep an eye on that. I know we've got the Wyndham Championship and people fighting for their spots in the playoffs, but the Korn Ferry Tour final event of the regular season is always a super good one. So as for the PGA Tour bubble boys, some shocking names on this list. I'm sure you've heard some by now. Ricky Fowler, Justin Rose, Adam Scott. Those are kind of the three that shocked me the most. And, you know, the other people worth keeping an eye on, we've got Matt Kuchar, Tommy Fleetwood. It's just kind of crazy to me when I was looking this up beforehand that I feel like we talk about these guys a lot, yet clearly they haven't been playing as well as, you know, maybe we thought. So I didn't think we'd be having trouble getting them in the top 125 since I feel like they're covered a lot, whether it's a good round or something non-golf round related, especially with like Ricky Fowler. But Ricky Fowler has always, to me, been someone who shows up like right on time, like just when he needs to, like never quite late, like right there in the split second of time. So I wouldn't be surprised if he did something miraculous this week. I think that would be great for all of his fans. We know there are many out there. Also happening this week, NBA champion J.R. Smith apparently is going to join or try to join a college golf team enrolling at North Carolina A&T. Wants to join the golf team while pursuing a liberal arts degree, but he's waiting on the NCAA to grant him eligibility. He spent several years in the NBA. He skipped college to turn pro at the age of 17, I believe. And he was told he could go back to school whenever. So that'll be interesting to watch. He's apparently a 5 handicap, started playing golf 12 years ago. So I think that'll be interesting. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest with you. Obviously, I think it's really cool that, you know, that's an opportunity that he can have. It'll be interesting to see what the NCAA says. Obviously, he's much older and would be competing against younger college age kids. But I mean, hey, eligibility is eligibility. So it is what it is. All right, let's get to the fun stuff. Covered golf for about 4 or 5 minutes. So that's all you get from me today. I tweeted earlier, what's your biggest pet peeve? Life, golf, anything. Some of these responses are pretty funny. I'm just going to read through some. again, some are so random, some are golf related, some are not. Doug says, when somebody removes that little twisty thing to open a loaf of bread and doesn't close it back up. Gary says, parking cart or clubs in front of green on a busy day. They belong between the green and the next tee. Completely agree on this one. Greg Chalmer says, drivers first in line at a red light who take more than 1 second to compute that it's turned green. I'm literally waiting there like I'm on a start grid in a race. I do the same thing too. And if it's me who doesn't notice that it's green and somebody honks, I get so mad. A little bit hypocritical, but it is what it is. Fake Poulter says, people who bitch nonstop about golf, have a beer and enjoy a few hours with your friends. Completely agree. Someone says slow drivers in the left lane. Michael says people being late for work and slow play. You're not on the tour, move it along, especially on the greens. Completely agree. These people who are out there, you know, acting like it's the US Open irritate me, but that's, I mean, we've talked about that several times. Let's see. Mark Immelman said COVID-19. I said true. Just it's irritating at this point. Let's see. Mikey says people who don't put their weights back on the correct pegs at the gym. Yeah, that's annoying for sure. Someone said when people drag their feet, this irritates me too, especially when people are wearing flip flops. And it's like that sound. Oh my God. It irritates me so bad. Paul says not repairing divots or ball marks, rain on Friday afternoons. Yeah, I feel that. Another Mike says people that hover close to the baggage carousel at the airport. Someone says adults who wear pajamas in public. I'm definitely guilty of this, especially when it comes to like running to the grocery store for one or two things really quick. I do that a lot. Someone says people who talk on the phone while at a cash register or talking to a waiter or waitress or server or anything in the customer service environment. I definitely agree with this one. Like give somebody your full attention. Trevor says people who don't know what to do at a four-way stop sign. Very common, actually. Apparently people don't understand how to process a four-way stop sign. So Matt says loud music on the golf course. I'm fine with you listening to music on a speaker, but when you pull up to a group that's on the tee, show some common courtesy and turn it down until they're done. Completely agree. This is one of those things where like, I love listening to music on the golf course, but I understand that maybe not everybody does. If everybody in your group is okay with it, that's fine. But have some respect for, you know, people who aren't in your group who you haven't spoken to about this. I completely agree with that. That's just like, a common sense thing, but I mean, obviously you guys know that it doesn't always happen like that. Anthony says people who chew with their mouths open. Yeah. Disgusting. Alex says leaving dishes next to the sink when the dishwasher is empty. Yeah. Connor, if you're listening to that, did you hear that? We don't just leave empty cups on the sink, but there it is. People who don't put the grocery cart back where it needs to go. That's from Brett. This is my favorite one. This is probably my biggest pet peeve, like life-wise, because I saw this thing a long time ago and I wish I had found it before I started recording, but basically says like, returning the shopping cart is like the purest form of knowing whether you're going to do something right when no one's watching, because you're like, nothing's going to happen if you don't do it, but it's just like the common courtesy of doing it. That's important. I was always taught to do it and I do it every single time now. And you should too. If you're listening to this and you don't put your shopping cart back, first of all, unfollow me because you're dumb. And not really, you're not dumb, but maybe rethink why you do that and think about how it might be impacting someone else. Let's go with that. Someone said tardiness. Completely agree. I've like never been late in my life. Someone says Sunday driving in the passing lane. Yeah, completely agree there. Curtis says people not fixing ball marks on the green. I've seen it all through college and even more so today. People are so lazy. Completely agree with this one. I've always gone by the rule, like fix yours and another one. And I feel like if everyone did that, then we would be, much better off as a society and our golf courses would be much more taken care of. someone says, people who can't be happy for others' success and want to put a downer on it. Extremely popular thing right now. A lot of people don't understand that the presence of my or your success does not diminish theirs. On this Friday, let's go out of our way to, you know, tell somebody that we appreciate them, or, you know, reach out to somebody and tell them you're proud of them or that you love them. Life is just so short, and it's way too short to not be proud of and happy for your friends. So didn't mean to get all sappy, but that's Neil's fault. Someone said people FaceTiming in public with no headphones. So I actually do this, and I hate it when other people do it, which is pretty hypocritical of me. But I did just get new AirPods. I think I told you guys I put mine in the wash, so that was tragic, but I got new ones. So hopefully this will not be a problem again. Someone says bad manners, failure to use please and thank you, lack of basic courtesy. Completely agree. Cortland said slow play, slow walkers, slow drivers. This is my biggest pet peeve too. I try to be as efficient as possible, do things as fast as possible. And, it leaves more time for other things. That's kind of how I see it. So I don't know. Let's see. Joe says people playing from the wrong tees. Completely agree. This also, I feel like, goes with slow play because a lot of the time it causes slow play. Let's see. Sarah says people putting onions on everything. Gross. Could never be me. Mark says people who stand up on the plane when it lands and walk up to get off before their row. Yeah. Like, where are you people going? Like, where do you think you're going? Do you think you're gonna, like, we're all getting there at the same time. This irritates me too. And now knowing that I'm about to get on a plane today and people are going to be doing this, like, has my blood pressure high. So thanks for that. John says for golf, scoring your card next to the green. For life, the left lane is the fast and passing lane. Keep up or move over. I like that. Someone says being late, and that's pretty much it. Someone said tailgating drivers, people who stand with their grocery cart in the center of the aisle, oblivious to others. A lot of them were like fixing ball marks, fixing divots and stuff like that. So those were pretty good. It's like a modified version of what has us been out of shape. So I really liked doing that today. And now, you know, I've got my blood pressure all high and I'm all like jazzed up and ready to be pissed off. Not really. But yeah, that was our little happy hour express today. And like I said, it was nice to be back with you guys in my golfist. I'm going to head out for a relaxing weekend with my best friend, and I'm super excited to see her, but also just to kind of have the weekend to relax. You guys know it's just been a few stressful weeks with whatever's going on in the world, and it'll be nice to just kind of escape at the lake house. So I'm super excited. Don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Encore Golf, and you can get fitted for your perfect golf ball today at encoregolf.com. But like I said, that's all the time we have on this happy hour edition of the Stripe Show podcast. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you guys have a safe, healthy, and happy weekend. Cheers, and make it a great day.
Let's take a second to talk about the guys and girls over at Encore Golf. Encore has earned a reputation of having the most cutting-edge technology in their golf balls that the industry has seen in quite some time. Their team in Buffalo, New York is changing the script of golf technology through the perimeter weighting designs, use of high density particles, and even a nano transitional layer in their latest creation, which offers players enhanced accuracy and control for every shot on the course and extreme velocity off the tee. They already have their award winning Elixir and Avant 55 golf balls, but the new Vero X1 is their highest performance ball to date. And with their full suit of golf balls, they are transforming the game for players of all skill sets. Visit encoregolf.com/Travis Fulton for more details about their products that are revolutionizing the game. Now back to the Stripe Show podcast.